This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of controversy around how much players should play in the preseason. Kenny Pickett is a sensitive topic in that regard because many perceive him as the future of the team, as, you know, the savior of the franchise coming up. Other fans say that, no, he's not that great. He's got a lot to prove. He's not going to be all that. He's just here because he went to Pitt. Both sides of this argument of Pickett, I mean, I can kind of understand. I think he has a lot to prove. I think that his going to the University of Pittsburgh kind of influenced some of the Steelers' decision to draft him. I think there's more reasons, though, than just that. I also understand the opinion as well that you want to be optimistic about this guy because he's shown flashes of greatness recently, and that's what you want to see. A lot of the things that he's done recently are good for the Steelers, the way he's performed in the second half of last season, and then in that first preseason game, he performed rather well. Showed good signs, and that's what you want. I can understand both sides, and we've talked about Pickett before, and I've given my opinion, and several of you have called in. You still can at 412-928-9370, but several of you have called in and said that Pickett isn't all that, and he's still got a lot to prove, and it's not fair that, you know, he gets all this positive attention just because he went to Pitt. And he's a strong subject. And since we've gone over that, I think it's only fair to talk about now, as the preseason continues to go on, what do you do with Pickett against the Buffalo Bills? Does he play a drive? Does he play a whole quarter? Does he play an entire half? I'm more leaning toward letting him play a quarter. And definitely more on the side of a half than just a drive. I think that it's important. Now, it's not, you don't want to exhaust the players. Typically, you want to warm up and gradually progress to more playing time, more reps as the preseason goes on and on and on. And I think that if you play him less as the preseason goes forward, you're not really allowing him to get reps that could be important as you enter the regular season. So I say maybe more toward a quarter and then maybe more toward a half in the final week of the preseason before week one. I don't like playing things too safely with players. I get that it would be devastating too if you had an injury to Pickett or to any important player during the preseason. The management of the Steelers would never hear the end of that. But I will say that there's got to be some necessary steps taken to where some of the big-name players gradually play more so that by the time week one comes around, they are game ready. And I think that that's getting more reps as the preseason comes along than less reps. You want the starters to be playing more as the preseason comes to an end than right at the beginning. Because the week after week three of the preseason, you're in the regular season. You want to warm up. You don't start a workout quickly and then in the middle of it stop or slow down and then pick it up again. When you work out, you warm up. You go for a jog, you stretch, and then the stretches and the jogging or whatever warm-ups you do, they get more intense, And then by the time you start lifting or you start doing whatever specific workout you're doing for your body, you are prepared to take on that work because you stretched and you jogged and you did those necessary things to warm up your body. So my argument for how much should Pickett play? Maybe a little more than just a couple drives. Don't preserve him. Let him go out there and let him continuously get reps, gradually get more reps into the season. I understand the caution from fans out there that say, you know, he shouldn't play. We want to preserve him. We don't want him to get hurt. And there's, you know, practice where he can get those reps, and I understand that too, but there's nothing like competition, true competition. Not the practices don't hold any type of competition. I know there are red shirts, and I know that there's, you know, the practice squad teams and stuff, but nothing compares to the legit competition where one team's NFL players looking to win a job, want to come at you and prove that they can be better than you consistently on plays to make you have to react and make decisions that make it really feel like a real game. And so in that regard, I say the preseason games, they're important. And again, you should be gradually getting more reps as the preseason goes through than getting less reps down the stretch. That's my opinion. That's my opinion on that. So if you're asking me, Kenny Pickett should play more as the preseason goes out and not less because you want him to warm up and then seamlessly transition into the regular season.